Chapter 2. Our Earliest Ancestors. We know very little about the first true men. We have never seen their pictures. In the deepest layer of clay of an ancient soil, we have sometimes found pieces of their bones. These lay buried amidst the broken skeletons of other animals that have long since disappeared from the face of the earth. Anthropologists, learned scientists who devote their lives to the study of man as a member of the animal kingdom, have taken these bones, and they have been able to reconstruct our earliest ancestors with a fair degree of accuracy. The great-great-grandfather of the human race was a very ugly and unattractive mammal. He was quite small, much smaller than the people of today. The heat of the sun and the biting wind of the cold winter had colored his skin a dark brown. His head and most of his body, his arms and legs, too, were covered with long, coarse hair. He had very thin but strong fingers, which made his hands look like those of a monkey. His forehead was low, and his jaw was like the jaw of a wild animal, which uses its teeth both as fork and knife. He wore no clothes. He had seen no fire except the flames of the rumbling volcanoes which filled the earth with their smoke and their lava. He lived in the damp blackness of vast forests, as the pygmies of Africa do to this very day. When he felt the pangs of hunger, he ate raw leaves and the roots of plants, or he took the eggs away from an angry bird and fed them to his own young.